Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Before we get to our interview for this week, I want to just tell you a little bit about what's going on here at Zimcom. This week, I'll be blogging the World Dairy Expo and doing that on our sister weblog. That's World Dairy Diary. And in case you haven't been there, you can find that at www.wdexpo.org. That's the official weblog of World Dairy Expo. And so we'll be covering it with pictures and interviews and also doing that here on AgWired as well. So having said that, set the stage. One of the things that I did in preparation for World Dairy Expo was some interviews. And one of the sponsors for the World Dairy Diary site is Qualisoy. And so this week's Zimcast features an interview with Kent Gronley.
First of all, Kent, before we get started on talking about Qualisoy, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Well, I'm from Northwood, North Dakota, which is up in the northeastern part of the state of North Dakota. Just happened to be one of the furthest north on the United Soybean Board.
Let's talk about Qualisoy so that people understand what this initiative is. So give us a little background on the creation and purpose for Qualisoy.
Well, originally in the creation, we've been dealing with that United Soybean Board for quite a while, and we found that there was a need to try to get a coalition of all of the value chain of industry together. And that was kind of the development of Qualisoy, and that is what led us to developing the Qualisoy as a board. And right now we have a significant group of people from all of the value chains within the United States that are providing a lot of positive information for us.
So when you look at the mission for the organization, what is it that you're trying to accomplish with bringing these groups together?
Well, the improvement on traits that will enhance the overall quality of the soybean is probably one of our primary things, so that we can remain as competitive or meeting the needs of our consumer. And it's just very important that we make sure we maintain the overall quality of all of the soybeans. And everybody in the value chain is very, very, very much in need of making sure that we maintain that.
Qualisoy is going to be participating in the World Dairy Expo, which is just about to get started. What are some of the reasons why Qualisoy decided to get involved with World Dairy Expo this year?
Well, Qualisoy recognizes the fact that a lot of the improvements and traits that we're doing is directly related to animal agriculture. Animal agriculture is very important to all of us who produce soybeans, because about 94% of our meal that's consumed is in the animal industry, and dairy along with poultry and pork and beef are all very important to us.
So what are some of the things that Qualisoy is doing when you look at the animal feed sector right now?
Well, we're looking at traits that, of course, obviously improve the overall digestibility of the soybean, and that's very important. Phytate issues is something that we're certainly going to spend a lot of time reviewing and trying to come up with better soybean that's going to meet that need. We need to be concerned about phosphorus levels in our soil. Those are a couple of the things that we are emphasizing a lot right now.
In the research that you're supporting, are there any particular products that are in development right now that you might point to?
We've got a lot of products that we're probably working on, and there's a lot of research. And a lot of that research is probably going to be 3 to 5 years from when we're going to see some of the results. And so to be specific, it's really hard to deal with, other than when we get to the animal side, the phytate issues and anti-nutritional factors. And some of that gets to be real technical, the lectins, trypsins, and so forth. They're kind of confusing to us in farming, and when we get our researchers together, it's really kind of interesting to listen to some of the studies and some of the work. But we're a little ways out before we're going to have significant trait improvements.
Will visitors to World Dairy Expo be able to learn more about Qualisoy while they're there?
Yeah, I think we're going to be able to provide a lot of good information in a booth there. And right now it doesn't appear that all of us farmers are going to be able to make it down there with harvest and everything going on the way it is. But a lot of the questions that are going to be answered, I think you're going to find in some of the information that's available when you're passing through the show. And from what I understand, it's a real exciting and informational expo, and it's exciting to be part of it and be involved with it.
Thank you very much, Kent Gronley, who is a soybean grower and on the United Soybean Board, and also Qualisoy, who is from Northwood, North Dakota. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.